the stars of the Sydney Sixers in the BBL. We say a very good morning to Ben Dwarshuis. G'day, Ben.
Hi there, how you going?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. Gee whiz, what a jam-packed, action-packed BBL season BBL 06 has been.
Yeah, it's been really good, hasn't it? I mean, I know personally I've enjoyed playing, but also getting home on my days off and tuning in at night and watching all the other teams play as well. It's been some great entertainment so far.
There's a real chance that we could get cricket overload because of it. Because every game you switch on, you think, oh, yeah, I don't know how that's going to turn out. And you might go away from it, you come back half an hour later and you go, hang on a minute, this has just totally changed. And I think we've seen three games decided so far this season. It might have even been four, but I'm sure it's three, on the final ball of the match.
Yeah, I think that's part of the beauty of 2020 cricket is how it can change so quickly. And you might feel like you're in a winning position, but then, as you say, half an hour later, you're on the back foot and you're scrambling to get the win. So the unpredictability of it is sort of what the crowd likes, and it's a bit stressful as a player as well. But when you get on the right side of it, it's certainly a good feeling.
You guys did a little bit of damage a couple of days ago up against the Brisbane Heat. They were looking like they were probably going to go through the season undefeated. What a great team they looked like they were. But then, you didn't do it on the last ball. You still had two balls to go, the Sixers, to win that match. And a solid win it was, too.
Yeah, it definitely was. It's always, as a bowler, it's always an interesting place to bowl the Gabba in 2020 cricket because the extra pace and bounce is sort of nice and reliable for the batsmen so they can sort of hit through the line and score some quick runs, which really suits their batting lineup. They got a really good batting lineup, which showed at one point. I thought they were going to, post a score in the 200s, but I think we did well and pulled it back through the middle. And then obviously our batters, led by Daniel Hughes at the top, I thought batted brilliantly the whole way through and sort of held that platform for blokes around him like Hads to come in and try and snack a couple and get the run rate up there. And as you said, got there just in time.
So the Sixers have been going along nicely this year, but you're going to have a couple of changes made to the team now that you lose Jason Roy and also Sam Billings back to England duties. I think they've already headed off if they haven't gone already. What changes do you make there?
So with Michael Lumb's coming into the team. He's played for a couple of years with us now. He's coming in to replace one of them.
And is there a chance you'll get any of the Test stars back?
I think there could be. I think depending on what the one-day international squad is when that gets named, I think those that aren't picked in that will come back and play. So we could be strengthened with a couple of players there as well. So, yeah, it's an exciting time for the Sixers with hopefully a few good players coming back in.
Because I think Nathan Lyon's a Sixers player, isn't he?
Yeah, Nathan Lyon, Stephen O'Keefe.
Yep.
Jackson Bird.
Oh, yeah, okay, yep, cool. So, yeah, three fairly handy names if you can get them back in.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it'd be nice to see them get picked for the one-day squad, but if they don't, it'll always be good to get them back in the magenta.
It'd be nice for you to see them in the one-day squad as well, because being a bowler, you go for the same spots, aren't you?
Yeah, it sort of limits the chances that I might have to play, but, I mean, it's, that's a good thing about cricket. It's a team game, and if we can strengthen our team and, as a team, if we can win a couple more matches and get into the semi-finals, you never know where it'll go from there with injuries and whatnot. So there'll still be chances for me if those guys do come back in. But, the most important thing is to see the Sixers win.
And, mate, I think that's the real great thing for players who play in the BBL who aren't Australian players, you state players and the like, but all of a sudden you're coming up against international players. The other night you're up against Brendan McCullum, and we've seen the West Indian guys that have come over and now the England blokes as well. So it gives you guys an opportunity to actually test yourself against the best.
Yeah, certainly. It's one of the highlights of the Big Bash, is coming up against those big international names. It's always a thrill, especially the guys that are a little bit older and have retired from their main cricket. Being only a young guy, grew up watching them play and used to love watching them on TV, to come up and be able to bowl against them is pretty surreal, and it's a great experience and sort of a good way to find your feet and learn what it's all about.
The spinner's spot for the Australian T20 international team, we've got three games coming up against Sri Lanka in February is going to be really interesting. Brad Hogg is one guy who is just, if they pick a team that is sort of like, you know, a proper T20 team on blokes that are performing at the moment, we see the 45-year-old Brad Hogg's a big chance to possibly make that team. We also see one of your teammates in Johan Botha, who, of course, a former South African, now eligible to play for Australia after becoming a citizen, could also be a big chance of making that team as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, he seems to be ageless at the moment, Brad Hogg. He just keeps doing it year after year, and, you know, he's just got such a good skill set, and, you know, batsmen always seem to find it tough to get him away with his, you know, wrong, and it's quite tough to pick. So, you know, he's obviously doing really well at the moment. And, yeah, Johan, with his Australian citizenship, he's bowling really well at the moment. He has a little bit of extra batting as well. So, I mean, he's a great all-round player, and, you know, I've seen that he's said that he'd be really keen to play if that opportunity came. So, you know, he's certainly a good option in my eyes.
Yeah, he certainly is. I think you've got 3 games left for the season, and obviously a real opportunity for you guys to host a final, which is, I would have thought, pretty important.
Yeah, it always is. You know, you get, obviously play most of your games on your home turf. So if we can get to an SCG semi-final, you get the home advantage. You know, the ground dimensions, you know, how the pitch usually plays, and obviously the support of, you know, 30 to 40,000 people cheering you on is always a big help as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. Unfortunately, up there in Sydney at the moment, though, a little bit of rain, which is not helping the Aussies in their quest to try and wrap up this test pretty quickly.
No, it's not, is it? It's obviously a pretty strong start from the boys, and they were pretty keen to get out there early and break that partnership that the Pakistanis were able to build last night. But obviously this rain's a bit of a downer. It looks a little bit set in at the moment, but hopefully it's a bit of wind picks up and it can clear and we can see some test cricket later on today.
Really appreciate your time, Ben. Thanks for that. Good luck for the remainder of the year.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Ben Dwarshuis from the Sydney Sixers joining us for a chat.